You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
This podcast is from the second week of Easter, the reading John 20, 19 to 31. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. I link this passage to belief in the humanity and divinity of Jesus. First of all, when God raised Jesus from the dead, he did not, though he could have, heal his wounds, cleaned up his bloody feet, healed the hole in his side, and fixed his hands. Yet he did not. This is to show the humanity and the brokenness of our humanity. We are not whole, but Christ's wounds heal us. I have the privilege of working with so many broken, so many whose lives are truly extreme humanity. And in that extreme, I see both the glory of our human nature and its utter fallenness. Yet I see God in so many ways, the power and the faith that comes from suffering. Faith comes to us when we see divinity in humanity. So why are we afraid to look at our humanity? Why do we try to hide our weakness, our brokenness? God himself says in Scripture, "In your weakness is my strength." Faith comes through this experience of the humanity and the divinity of Jesus Christ, but also through our experience of our humanity and the divinity that comes from Jesus Christ. I ask you to consider this week your own humanity, for we are broken and sinful and human, but that's how God created us. Let us turn that we might find humility to accept this truth, and faith to believe in the power of his presence in us through our weakness. Amen.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.